now, earlier than normal. We normally talk to Bertie after 8 o'clock, so don't let it throw you thinking you're late. The government is being urged to spell out more clearly what will happen when the coronavirus lockdown ends, particularly some confusion about how this tier system will work. It comes after the news that Nottinghamshire will go into tier three when national restrictions end in a couple of weeks' time. Now, here across Merseyside, the general trends show that COVID cases are going down, which, of course, is welcome news indeed. Bertie Squire is professional, is professor and a professional of clinical tropical medicine, Dean of Clinical Sciences and International Public Health. I'm going to have to shorten that title. He's with us now. Morning to you, Bertie. Thanks for coming on earlier than Bill. But there's a lot of confusion, and this is the conversation this morning, isn't it? You know, about what are we going to do when we come out of lockdown? Is it just going to be lockdown with a slightly less lockdown? We just don't know at the moment.
I think that's right. We don't know, but I think we all need to be prepared for the likelihood that when we come out of lockdown, we're still looking at really showing respect for this virus and continuing to behave in a way that reduces our interactions and reduces transmission. And when we can talk a little bit about later on about the possibilities that testing might offer, but really it depends on whether It depends on two things. It depends on how low the infection rate has been pushed by the time restrictions are eased. And then it depends on how speedily you ease those restrictions.
It wasn't long ago when Liverpool and Knowsley and Sefton were topping the charts for COVID cases, you know, in the whole country, but now one of the six authorities in our city region is inside the top 100, and we're dropping down that chart at a rapid pace, and this is good news.
It's definitely good news that our COVID numbers have come down and look like they're continuing to come down, but I'm going to need to sound a note of caution. The Liverpool City Council regularly publishes the data on their website, and which is great, and I would encourage anyone wanting to look at the details to check there. But what you'll see is that our numbers have come down from 646 per 100,000 at the peak on the 8th of October, but they are still very high, which they're still now at 257 per 100,000 overall in Liverpool, which is the same as the current average for the whole of the UK and still way above where we were at the beginning of September. Also, the rates in the older age groups remains really high. And as these are the people who are at risk of developing serious disease and requiring hospital admission, pressure on the hospitals is high. So I really think it's important that people continue to take the current restrictions seriously. I still see occasions where there are groups of people getting together, and it makes me concerned that we're in danger, when we say the things are coming down, we're in danger of not taking the infection seriously.
I think the one worry that we all have is the minute that we leave lockdown or restrictions, cases go back up. We've seen that, haven't we? You know, when we came out in the summer and it was the eat out to help out, the schools went back and the unis went back, and we just saw the cases go boom.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And as I was saying at the top of the programme, I think it really depends on those two things. It depends on how far down we've pushed the infection rate, that famous R number, before restrictions are eased. And then it depends on how fast the restrictions are eased. I'm in favour of getting the R number down as low as possible and then sustaining behaviour that keeps the number down while easing the restrictions in a way that makes some return to normal life possible. But keeping reminding everyone that until we've really achieved full vaccination, and that's some way off, this virus will not have gone away. So that's indeed the lesson from the summer. People assumed, I think, in many cases, that it had gone. But actually, we knew that it had never really gone. And people began to behave as if it had gone completely. And as we've seen, it hadn't. And it came back to bite us. And that's what we mustn't. let happen again?
Well, we've heard about the big developments in vaccines over the last few weeks. Pfizer's one started off at 90. We got more details yesterday. I mean, that's 95% efficacy. Moderna now claiming to be around the same percentage. I mean, these are, as we talk about, a real glimmer of hope or a crumb of comfort. We are heading in the right direction, but it's easy as a layperson to go, oh, great, we've got a vaccine now, and we'll let everybody get jabbed, and then, you know, by the time February, March comes, I can book my holidays and go off to Spain. It's just not going to be like that. This is going to take time.
Yes, you're completely right. It is going to take time. Before I get on to the... I feel like I'm being a bit cautious today, and I think that's probably right. But before I say that piece, it really is important to emphasize that the results that have been put out by both Pfizer and Moderna are really encouraging. That 95% is a really encouraging result. And more recently, the fact that they've also said that the efficacy is good in elderly people as well, that's also really good. But there are lots of steps. These are still press releases. They're still not published data. And I know the data will go to the regulatory authorities. And so there's the first step to get through regulatory authorities. And then there's the whole, how do we get the vaccine out to people over time? You can imagine that's a big thing to do. Not to say we won't do it, but it's a while away.
It's not an overnight thing, is it? We're 2 weeks into mass testing here in Liverpool. I still can't get used to my eye streaming when I stick the bud up my nose, but that's the way it is, and that's the way it's got to be. But as of last night, figures show almost 140,000 people have been tested. It seems to be going well. What do we hope to learn from this? And I know there's been a lot of asymptomatic cases as well that we've found through this. But generally, you know, what do we hope to learn, and how is it going to benefit not only us here, but the rest of the nation?
So we could probably talk for a very long time about what we'll learn. So I'll try and just boil it down to a few things. We'll learn a lot about how to deliver mass testing. So the whole business of where to set the testing sites up, how to get people to go to them, how to get the results out, how to confirm them. All of that process is really important to learn on when you're doing something at this scale. We'll then be able to think about the performance of the tests and whether which tests are going to be used at what kinds of community rate, because these might be the right things to be doing now while the rates are still high, but it may be we need different approaches as the numbers go down. So we'll learn about that. And then we'll be able to think about things like, do we need to have mass testing all across the city, or does it need rethinking, you know, as numbers change, so that you have more focused opportunity. But the main thing is that we'll learn whether we can use it as part of the way of keeping the numbers down as we ease restrictions. I think that's the key. So, you know, if more people know that they can isolate early, maybe we can keep things down.
Well, rapidly running out of time. We've got the news coming on in less than a minute. Can I just touch on this? And we're just going to have to be brief with this one. A lot of the papers this morning talking about the cost of Christmas. 5 days of extreme lockdown for every day of fun with the family. So if we have 4 days together over Christmas, that means pretty much January will be in lockdown. That's not an official announcement, but a lot of the papers are talking about that this morning. Just your brief thought on that.
Well, I think it's re-echoing the caution I was just saying. I think that is one of the issues we have to face. If we are going to have more mixing, we will have to think about how do we prevent the numbers going up again. And I think some kind of restrictions after Christmas then become a real possibility, definitely.
Bertie, we're going to leave it there. We normally do a little crumb of comfort with you, but you can double up next week. You can have a double crumb. You can have a bigger slice of a crumb of comfort for us next week, because we've got the news coming on right now. But Bertie Squire from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, thank you very much indeed for your expertise.